KCSN City of Night, Mr. Shovel here. We are actually pre-recording this right now on Friday afternoon. Joining me in the studio, Jajams.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Why did you have to tell them and ruin the magic?
Well, because I just figured it would be good to be honest rather than try to pull off a lie.
Right, I like that.
You know?
In case someone ran into us at the Grove.
It's always uncomfortable to have to lie.
Besides, I'm posting to Instagram right now, so, you know,
yeah.
Can't really pull it off.
No more mystery.
Yeah.
Sherlock's out there would figure it out.
So it's the whole band is here. I'm really, thank you very much for coming out here to Northridge, and it's about 115 outside.
Yeah, real lovely.
Appreciate you coming.
Is it really that hot right now?
I love it.
Yes. The reason that you guys are here, not only because you have the new album, which is really good, Suicide Pact, which is out now.
Woo!
We were doing this show over at the Fed.
Yes.
On Lancashire.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and we really appreciate you doing it. You guys are in here in the studio, going to perform. So we'll get around to all the information and the chatting and the questions and the prodding into your personal lives, but I want to get to the performance first. Is that cool?
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. It's Jajams, live in the studio here at KCSN. What are you going to do first?
Let's do Heartbeat.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
You just tune up here.
This song is called Heartbeat.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
song is called Never Enough. Felt like a first love, slow summers and slow drops. I thought I could keep up, you proved to be too much. The crew that we ran with did plenty of damage. The chaos, the madness, we couldn't be touched. And the party didn't end. This is Suicide Pact.
We could barely catch our breath.
KCSN City of Night, live in the studio here with Jajams, and sounded amazing. Sounded really, really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, we like this studio. Great acoustics in here. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
Well, let's hear it for our guys who are helping out with the sound engineering, Matt Blake and Tristan Dolce.
Yeah. Yes. Woo, woo. Blake and Dolce.
Yeah. I have some of those shoes, I think. They're awesome. They're very expensive.
Blake and Dolce. Yeah. Yeah.
They have like purple bottoms, I think, on them. Ooh, that's how you can tell.
I love a purple bottom.
Yeah, it certainly does. I can tell myself.
So the members of Jajams, we'll go down the list here because that's how you got the name, is the first letter of each name. So we have Jason Bosell, right? Yes?
Yes.
Now, Jason plays drums. He has been known to be in Ride O'Kiley. Bright Eyes plays with Jenny Lewis separately and the Watson Twins, among others. Lassie Foundation?
I was in the Lassie Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, digging deep.
Digging
yeah.
deep.
Yeah.
A little Dawes action?
I was never into, but I certainly am friends with those. Went on tour with them. And
did they back you?
Yeah, Dawes backed me as on my solo
on his tour. Oh,
okay.
Record.
So they were my band. And they used to live a few blocks from here, and I would go hanging out.
Really?
Hang out with them.
Yeah. You know, I named the band, by the way.
Alex Greenwald named that band.
Any
Dawes.
Chance I can.
Did you?
I didn't know that. I was.
You guys all know that. I love saying that.
Brings it up all
well,
the time.
There was something else. It was something Dawes.
Simon Dawes.
Yeah. Simon Dawes.
And you say lose the Simon, stick
it
with the Dawes.
It was like the. Those are two middle names of two of the main songwriters in Simon Dawes.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor's middle name is Dawes. And I thought that was the most recognizable one.
Got it.
He was going to keep most of the lineup.
He named Taylor. He gave Taylor his middle name.
Taylor is his
son. I can't claim credit for that one.
Jason is the first J. Second J, James Valentine on guitar over there.
Yes,
James, we know he's got a day job. He keeps busy.
That's my day job.
At Target.
Hand That's modeling. Right. Hang gliding.
And from Maroon 5 So
Ever
we
heard of them?
Appreciate you being here today, because I know.
No, it's great. It's great when I can be here. And I've actually been able to do, you know, when we put the record out, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to make it to a lot of the gigs, but we've actually done a lot together. But
yeah.
I won't be there. I won't be there at the Fed Bar, actually.
Yeah.
Which sucks. I'll be in Mexico City, which is going
to
be great.
You poor thing.
So we're fortunate to have James here, and thank you very much for coming
thank
out
you,
here.
Thank you.
Very, very much. And the A is Alex Greenwald. Alex from
Hi.
Phantom Planet. Also has worked with Mark Ronson in the Business International. We'll have to find out how that happened. And Black. We all know about Black.
Yeah.
That's deep cut.
That was,
I haven't heard for many years.
Yeah. I saw you guys a couple of times. Black with Diva and Lola.
And Lola.
Who's the daughters of Kevin Haskin, the guy from Bauhaus. And Loving Rockets. So Alex had this side project. I saw you guys, Phantom Planet. You guys did one of the Viper Room nights that we used to do.
Oh, yeah.
And
I totally remember that.
I'll never forget it because I don't know if you do this all the time, but you took the mic cord and you wrapped it around your feet, and then you threw the mic over the lighting rig and pulled yourself up by the feet. You know, like
that's why I totally remember that. I don't often do
that. That works.
I can't even imagine how that would go.
Whoa!
It was kind of
pulley up there. Something?
Yeah, it's like a it's a simple pulley system. Basic physics.
It's isn't that how they built it's the like pyramids.
Pulley system, Death Wish combo.
Right, right.
Oh my
Storm
god!
Bob.
That sounds like alien technology.
I was just trying to prove to myself that I didn't need a wireless mic.
Right. But we were unsure if the weight, if the lighting rig was going to hold the weight out. You know,
what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying. I mean, you're not a big guy, but you know.
Johnny Depp spares
him.
No,
he's a good size.
He's a good size.
It was very dramatic. It was a very, very rock and roll move. Very cool. The M in Jajams, Michael Runyon. Yeah,
yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, Michael. What are you going to dig up on me? I graduated high school.
Okay. He's been from Ventura, right?
Oh. I'm from Ventura, yeah. Ooh. Beautiful city.
Played with the Elected?
Played with the Elected.
Okay.
Jenny Lewis.
Yeah.
Jason and I toured for that record.
Silkscreen Clothing Company.
Yeah, I had
Death Camp.
Death Camp,
very
yeah.
Very influential.
Yeah.
What is that? Tell me about that.
I just had I lived in a house with eight dudes and one woman, and we were making clothes, and none of us had any business savvy, so we basically didn't make any money, but kind of influenced kind of the all over print. This is early 2000 to 2002, 2003.
Mid to late 2000s.
Well, I was going to say the 90s, and I thought, no.
Early aughts.
Yeah. And we dressed like weird people. Made clothes for like Timberlake and Will Smith and No Doubt and stuff, but never kind of gave up.
How does this happen? How does suddenly Will Smith go, hey, would you make some clothes for me?
Will Smith probably didn't even know. Some stylist kind of approached me and said, will you make some... Hey, we're launching MTV Africa. Do you want to make Will Smith's outfit? And I said, sure.
Of course I do.
And they're like, here's $50. That sounds great. $50?
So, I can eat.
And then,
so I thought, you know what? I'm not making any money doing silk screening. I should just not make money doing music.
Yeah. Well, you seem to be doing okay with it right now.
Yeah, it's working out.
Michael had a solo project. See, now when I look at the bio for Jajams or I see any articles or anything written about it, they go, members of Rilo Kiley and Maroon 5 and Michael the solo guy.
Yeah. Well, I haven't, been in any big bands.
I know.
Which is fine. But
you've just been a solo artist for a long time.
Right. Yeah, that's so much cooler.
Made a lot of music, played and a lot of shows.
I want to take this time because we're going to play one of your solo songs.
Oh, weird.
Nice.
Cool.
Don't Let Her Hold You Down. That's where we're going to play.
Wow, that's okay. Really old.
I thought you were just saying that to him. Let her hold you down. I was like, what did I do?
Z, you are holding him back. You have been for many years.
We're going to play that one in a little while. I wanted to know who played the steel on that.
That would be Farmer Dave Scherer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Farmer Dave from
Beachwood Sparks.
Yeah.
All Night Radio.
Cool.
We toured with him with Jenny. Jason and I toured with Farmer Dave.
Farmer Dave was actually one of my band's first tour managers.
Really?
Best tour manager I've ever had in my whole life.
I didn't know that.
Not a job he's ever done again, I don't think. But
the point I wanted to make about Michael here was that without Michael, this band would just be jazz.
Yeah, and James would be so happy.
I would be stoked on that. You know? You heard a little jazz as we were warming up. Too.
Yeah, that was like mock
and
two.
Michael wasn't here yet, and that's what happens.
That's what happens.
That was pretty good. That was like, I thought it was going to be jazz and puppet show going on with the jazz explosion or whatever.
Yeah, who knows what this band would sound like if I, screening. If I was still,
seriously, it should be said that I think Michael's written our best songs. Suicide Pack and LAX and
that's really nice
Heartbeat.
Of you.
Those are my favorite to jam.
Is this actually is this a steam intervention right now?
Oh, sorry, zero.
And it's me too.
Oh, and no, I know you guys are. Okay, Suicide Pack.
In any event, yeah, Michael Runyon.
I don't have. I'm not like. I feel fine, guys.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
And you're really handsome.
Thank you.
And the
for the radio.
Z and Jajams is Z Berg, who singer from The Like. Yay. Who we love. We love The Like.
You can still love it.
And she likes the love, you know?
I do love love.
I was looking up some stuff, and I realized that, you know, Alex has done stuff with Mark Ronson in the Business International, and then The Like ended up recording with Mark Ronson in New York. Which one of those things happened first?
Alex, you worked with him first.
Yeah, I guess I...
And yeah, we met Mark over the years through Alex, I think, pretty much. Alex also played bass on that Like record and did some other production on it. Alex was the boy in The Like for a little bit there.
Well, they made me wear a dress. It was too short.
It happened once. It's very comfortable. But there are pictures.
And where did you, did you record that at the Daptone or at the which one?
At Dunham.
Oh, okay.
Their studio in Brooklyn, which is so sick.
The offshoot of the...
A couple of the guys from the Dap Kings opened up their own studio. That sounded good. Sounded really, really good, that record.
I'm a fan. Half inch tape, all live.
One mic on the pretty drums. Sick. Two mics maybe.
Yeah.
I love that it was called Release Me. The album was called Release Me.
Well, at that point, we weren't kidding.
It's still dropping.
So, Jams in the studio. You got a few shows coming up, and one of them is Tuesday, like we said, KCSN presenting the Jams over at the Fed on Lancashire in North Hollywood. That's this Tuesday. So, yay.
Yay.
And then 14th. Wednesday, I just heard you guys are doing Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes, we are.
Did you just find out?
We found out pretty recently.
A few days ago, yeah.
That's great.
It's pretty exciting.
It's so awesome. Exciting. I love Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Have any of you done the show before in different bands?
I've done it a couple of times, maybe three or four.
Alex has done it.
I've done it.
I've never done it.
You did it with Lewis, too.
Yeah.
You've never done it?
I'm the only one who's
Z's
never
the only
done
one
it.
Who has never done it.
I'm stoked.
All right.
It used to be a lot more fun because they had a green room where you could invite all your friends down and they had a full bar, all this booze, but people were getting too loose before the show and they had to shut it down.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, really? Yeah. So, yeah, I heard there was like some specific incident.
Yeah.
And like
who was
I would name? Love I to know who was responsible
let's
for
let's Google that.
That.
Well, yeah. the room had like a liquor sponsor, you know, so they were like putting out bottles everywhere, you know.
That's the room is still there and there's like food, but
yes.
I think, you know.
It's a great vibe though. He's an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, congratulations on that. That's going to be really
Thank
cool
you.
To see that. And then you guys are doing a bunch of stuff, but the main thing, the whole thing culminates at the Port of Los Angeles at the Lobster Festival.
Lobster Fest.
Lobster Fest.
Exactly. Classic Lobster Fest.
So that's going to be on September 15th, which is a Saturday. And you guys were the
lobster
first.
Lobster Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Saturday is Lobster Day.
International Lobster Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Dum Dum Girls are on that. Also the band No. And Lily Hayden is playing. And also Youngblood Hawk is playing. So we're looking
Good
forward
lineup.
To that.
That's going
to
be super sick.
Sweet. Yeah. It's going to be fun. So I would like to hear, you guys look like you're ready to do another song. I'm faking this because they actually already recorded the other song.
Yeah, oh my God, you literally can't lie.
You can't lie.
It's amazing.
It's a great quality. It's an admirable.
It's awesome.
I just don't, it just seems weird. You know? I mean, there is the illusion that you can create, but why bother? I really appreciate the fact that you did the song that we're about to play. Because we get to see a little noodling on the guitars and it's a duet. Between
it's
Alex.
It's a noodle duet.
It's kind of an Islands in the Stream for the modern day.
Wow.
I like it.
I love that.
Strong.
This is LAX.
I'll tune up.
Ta-da.
Jams on KCSN, City of Night.
The song is called LAX.
Headed west, we ran across the sand till our clothes were soaking wet.
And the waves tore us to shreds
as the sun began to set.
But we couldn't care less.
They all disappear.
They all disappear.
after these messages, we'll be right back.
You guys should use that.
Yeah, I'm gonna. That's why I wasn't talking. I was letting you finish. We're gonna run that over and over again. It's KCSN, the City of Night program, and Mr. Shovel here joining me in this studio. Jams. I'm so happy that y'all came out here, and everybody came full band with all their gear and did a great performance, and we really appreciate it very much. And we'll see you on Tuesday. Over at the Fed.
Oh, hell's yeah.
North Hollywood.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be awesome.
Holding
this was
it
awesome.
Down in the valley. That's going to be cool. And Alex, during the warm-up, I thought you were going to play a little piano for us over there. No?
I tire of piano now.
All right, cool. Jason, thank you very much. James.
Thank you.
Alex, even though you didn't play piano.
Damn. Thank you for having me.
Snap.
Michael Runyon.
Thank you.
And Z Berg.
It's nice to see you again.
Good to see you too. I'm so happy, Z, to see you hear your voice again.
Well, thank you.
I love your voice. And I'm really happy to see you making music with these great guys and you're out there doing it. Really, really nice to hear you out there again.
I'm pretty happy about it too. So thank you.
Jams on KCSN. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.